This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Yes, I know I took a couple of days off, and things have happened economy-wise in the past week or so, but come back with me all the same. To last Monday, a week ago today, the chaos was, for a change, subdued. Markets were happy. A trade war seemed distant. And cynical me, I said this.
The warranty period on that no trade war thing I started with, by the way, 12 hours from right now.
I'm not saying it took a whole lot of insight to put a time limit on everything being economic sunshine and light, but you take your wins where you can get them, especially in an economic news environment such as this. Turns out I undershot that warranty. It expired at the opening bell today, pretty much. We got Marketplace's Sabri Benishore on the phone for a little bit of context here from New York. Hey, Sabri.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so what gives today? Because right from the get-go, people were not happy.
Yes, well, we are in the tit-for-tat stage in our trade dispute with China, and we just recently had a tat after a period of calm. So China, over the weekend, started to retaliate against the U.S. for the tariffs we placed on Chinese and aluminum and steel, and it put out a list of 128 products, everything from pork to macadamia nuts, that it was going to impose its own tariffs on. Now, by the way, this is just in retaliation for the aluminum and steel
right.
tariffs. This, we haven't even gotten to what they're going to do about the $60 billion worth of penalties the Trump administration announced a week and a half ago. So we don't know how China will respond to that. That's one thing that's rattling markets. I would just point out real quick, though, that markets are vulnerable right now. They're kind of they're more volatile and more vulnerable right now. They're worried about inflation. They're worried about the Fed. They're worried about stocks being overvalued generally.
Yeah.
So when the market's kind of vulnerable like that, it's more susceptible to bad news. And we have had some bad news. Bad news, especially for anyone involved in making 128 products we sell to China.
Right. No, I totally get that. And that's a good point about vulnerability. And I'll tell you what, the tariff news on China was especially troubling when you have re-geared your entire industry to focus on China, as has, say, the American hog farmer. Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
U.S. hog farmers export more than $1 billion worth of pork to China every year. There are parts of the pig that Americans don't fancy that the Chinese love. Jim Monroe is spokesman for the National Pork Producers Council.
So feet and tongue, stomach, or other parts of the pig like that, you know, where we don't see a lot of demand in the U.S.
25% tariffs on U.S. pork would hit key electoral states hard, like North Carolina, Iowa, and Illinois. Agricultural products actually top the list of America's exports to China. Kristen Duncanson grows corn, soy, and hogs in southern Minnesota. But her trade is global.
And we've worked hard over the last 20, 25 years, in particular in China, as we've seen that as an opportunity for our commodities.
A trade war would be bad timing for U.S. farmers, who are already reeling from low commodity prices. In this dispute, pork, cherries, almonds, and wine are in the crosshairs. But the big unknown is whether China will block U.S. soybeans. That's $14 billion in exports yearly. FYI, Washington is expected to fire next, arguing the Chinese are stealing U.S. intellectual property. Iowa State economist Wen Dongzhang expects new measures by Friday.
If we see that, then expect another round of escalation from the Chinese government.
He says in the past, when China closed itself off to U.S. farm products like poultry, it took farmers a decade or more to get back in. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Yeah, as Sabri was saying, tit for tat, and we're in the tat phase.